I'm Teddy Abrams, and I'm the music director of the Louisville Orchestra. I have a background as a pianist and a clarinetist, and decided very early on that I wanted to not only do that, but also be a conductor. I started playing piano when I was, I guess, around 3 or 4, and clarinet when I was 8, and fell in love with the clarinet immediately. I had no idea that it was going to be something that was that important to me. And as soon as I started playing it, it was just kind of like magic. And I think my parents recognized pretty early on that I was really devoted to it, that there was something kind of special there with how I liked to play the clarinet just constantly and practiced on my own. And I didn't have much of a musical background. My parents are not musicians. And they decided, well, maybe he should go see an orchestra concert. And I did. I went to one when I was 9 years old. It was the first time I ever saw an orchestra play. And it was a free outdoor concert in San Francisco. And I'll never forget, as soon as I saw that concert start, I immediately was captivated with everything that was happening, and I decided right then and there, that very day, that I was going to be a conductor. That was my decision, I'm sure at the time I would not have expected that would have actually worked out that way, but I felt really strongly about it. It was not just like a casual thing where I thought, oh, that would be a nice thing to do. That looks cool. It was like I felt that was what I needed to do, and I was very fortunate. This was in San Francisco where I grew up. I ended up writing a letter a couple days later to the music director there in the San Francisco Symphony, Michael Tolson Thomas. And I asked for conducting lessons, went on and on. It was kind of a crazy letter. And in fact, a short while later, he wrote me back. And he eventually did become my teacher. And I started working with him when I was about 12 years old. He became kind of a musical mentor. And then eventually, I became his assistant conductor at the New World Symphony after I graduated from college. So there was a really remarkable trajectory, and also just a really beautiful display of generosity. And that act right there, this one of the great living conductors took the time to write to a 9-year-old and gave me the inspiration that I needed to find a path for myself.
Yeah.
I've never forgotten that. And that is, that's kind of a representation of what an orchestra can do. At its very best, a musician, obviously that's a very specific example, but it's a representation of what we can do, how we really do touch people's lives and their existence and connect things for them that I don't think anything else can. And so that's been my kind of guiding principle inspiring sense of mission since the beginning.
Are you finding now that as a music director of Louisville Orchestra that you're getting letters from youngsters or perhaps taking younger people under your wing and pointing them towards classical music?
Yes, and one of the things that we focused on here and made a tremendous priority is our education and community engagement department. And every arts institution has one of these pretty much in the 21st century. Every orchestra does. But one thing that I noticed is that not a lot of the musical leaders, in other words, not a lot of the conductors get involved in this stuff. They may, do a cameo here or conduct a special youth orchestra concert there. But for me, this is an everyday kind of mission. This is not an occasional thing. If you have the opportunity to change people and to give them access to some kind of spectacular musical experience and to alter a kid's potential relationship with this art form, then you have to take that every time that you can possibly make it happen. And it's become almost a devotional kind of situation for me here, but it has proven a very effective tool, not only for the altruistic reasons, but because it changes the way people perceive the orchestra.
Right.
People see the orchestra then not as an institution that they have to go to, but one that comes to them and one that cares for them. And I think that's been one of the big challenges for the entire orchestral community is changing that mindset that, oh, the orchestra is some kind of musical museum that you have to go to. It's not bringing us in. We have to prepare our minds and our souls for it. And my whole philosophy is the exact opposite, that the orchestra takes care of its people. You know, we serve the people as an institution. And so it sounds very kind of just, you know, like a political philosophy, but that's what we're here to do. That's the point of being a large, very difficult to run and fundraise for nonprofit. That's part of the mission.
Yeah. Well, another part of the mission, I assume, is reaching the audience that you already have and expanding that audience, not just among young people, but among people who might even have any inclination to listen to live music. And I think that brings us to the album All In, because there's a wide variety of musical styles represented, especially in your piece that I want to talk about a little bit. But first, can you tell us about the album overall? I mean, the title All In has certain implications to it. Can you talk about that for us?
Well, the album title actually came from a meeting when the president of the album group, which is it's Decca Gold, which is part of Universal Music and Universal Classics, came to Louisville, and it was a kind of a situation where we had been talking with Universal for a while about this album, and when people tell you that the Louisville Orchestra is trying to do something really different and really trying to change the model and experiment and do risky things and create a lot of new music and you know do genre bending things, people sometimes can look at you a little skeptically, especially on the coasts. And our philosophy has always been bring them here, let them see it, because we really think something special is happening at this orchestra. And so once people kind of get here and can see for themselves what it's like, they usually go, oh wow, that really is quite interesting or really different, or what, you know, that something is happening there. And it was in that very situation we were all kind of meeting after he'd just come to Louisville, and we were all throwing around ideas for the album title. I think it was one of the deputy mayors that was at that table too, and said, well, you know, you guys really have been all in since you've gotten there. What about that for a title? And just kind of clicked. And I think that it just kind of represents this idea that, you know, if you're an artist, you have to be all in. I mean, I know it seems like a little tagline, but it's true that you cannot half do this. You know, an orchestra can't be kind of half in, half out of the water here. You know, this is what you've chosen to do. It's a vocation and a calling. So the only way to make it successful is to be, quote unquote, all in. And so it's just as much of a description as it is an aspiration. And the album is all American music, because our identity as an orchestra in Louisville, Kentucky, in the 21st century is as an American orchestra. So we see ourselves, you know, certainly representing what it means to be in this country, in this part of the country, even at this time, but also as an institution that develops new work and finds people that come to us, they offer a new perspective on music. I mean, that's happened time and time again. I mean, you look at musical history and you see, you know, the way everything from Mozart would encounter kind of Turkish military music and incorporate that, all the way through Mahler hearing a klezmer band pass through his town, or Copland being inspired by Benny Goodman. I mean, this is something that has generated so much music for centuries, and I'm interested in continuing that very mission. So that the album reflects all those different elements: being American, finding creative, unusual people who offer new perspective, and creating new music.
I like how you bring it back to the clarinet there a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, the Copland Clarinet Concerto on here, but also your piece, Unified Field. Sort of like All In is a poker term. Unified Field makes me think of quantum physics or something like that. But I assume it refers to like all the different musical styles that you have in this piece.
Exactly, you nailed it. That's right. It's the tongue-in-cheek reference to the scientific element. I mean, it has nothing to do with science whatsoever, but it does have to do with this concept that music can sound very, very different on the surface. In other words, Eastern European folk music sounds very different on the surface from jazz or Renaissance polyphony. But in reality, the musical language that makes all those things work is unified. It's a global language. It's a human language. And that's what I'm trying to kind of explore here. You know, see how many styles I can reference in one composition and still be honest and make it cohesive as a real piece of music.
Yeah, well, I think you really succeeded with that, especially the way that it sets the tone at the beginning, and then everything else that is a divergence from there still has a connection to the beginning. So I really like the way that you've put it together.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And you have Storm Large on this disc. Now, she's a favorite here in Toledo. She's been here a few times, I think coming back this season as well. Tell us a little bit about your work with her.
Oh, well, Storm is somebody who I actually first encountered when I was the assistant conductor in the Detroit Symphony. And I loved everything about Storm and her personality, her openness, she has one of the great adventurous spirits, I think, of any artist I've worked with. And I just knew that that was a person that the people in Louisville would love. I brought her here in my first season, and she performed the Kurt Vile Seven Deadly Sins, and people in Louisville loved her. And she and I started playing cabaret shows. It would just be me on the piano. And I've never been so... I've never been in a situation where I found it hard to play my part because either I was laughing so hard or so shocked by everything that was happening. Because she just has, if you haven't seen her, you've got to see her. It's so amazing how she captivates everybody. But she'll take you to this really far out place and you'll think, oh my God, they're not going to, and then you see them and everybody loves it. And I just thought that she represented so much about what a musician and a performer can do. That we really feel is also what we want to explore, and that's the kind of connection I was talking about earlier.
Yeah. Teddy Abrams, the music director of Louisville Orchestra, the album is All In. Congratulations on that, and thanks for joining us here on FM 91.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.